Shout out to Metal Rose, Shelby's own. Pod 98 WPEG, you know what time it is, man. It's time for today's situation, and it reads, man, we got the email in. Dear Madhouse Nation, listen, I met a girl. We went out on a date. We had a fabulous time. I'm talking about we were kicking it. We were doing our thing. I thought I had met somebody. We kicked it for a few days on the phone, and then all of a sudden, out the blue, she just stopped talking to me and stopped responding. So one day, I finally hit her. I was like, yo, did I do something wrong? And she finally hit me back and said, I can't talk to you no more. And I was like, why you can't talk to me no more? Mm. She said, you used to talk to my sister. You used to talk to the girl sister, bitch, dog. So I was like, I used to talk to your sister. She said, yeah, you talked to my sister 3 years ago, and y'all did a dude, and I just don't want no parts of it. Her sister no longer lives here, and I had no idea. I really like this girl. Madhouse Nation, what can I do to make her talk to me? Is there anything I could do to make her talk to me? Because I used to talk to her since 3 years ago that don't live here no more. 570-WPEG. You got to be more careful. You got to be more careful. Bert, what you got on this one, big dog?
Hey, the statute of limitations done ran out.
I know that's right.
Don't get up in there, boy.
What can he do to convince the girl? I might need to throw this one to Jessica. You think there's anything that he could do to convince this girl to talk to him?
Ain't no statute of limitations in this situation. I will never, ever, ever, ever deal with a man that has been with one of my close friends mm-hmm. in my close circle or family members ever. Mm-hmm. It just will not happen.
Really?
No, never. Even if that person were to give me the go ahead.
Right.
I've had that situation happen before mm-hmm. where one of my very, very close friends, I consider her my best friend. She dated a guy. It was very, very casual or whatever. They were just sleeping together, having fun. And he ended up seeing a picture.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Me and was like, yo, she's beautiful. I would love to take her out on a date and really pursue her or whatever. And she was like, yeah, hook it up. And I was like, girl, no, never.
What?
Never. Hmm? No. I have
girl
a strict
down for the team.
I have a strict team rule against that. No, it will never happen. So if this girl is anything like me, you just gonna have to suck this one up as a loss.
I would say, big dog, I would say, you know, if you really want, you want to try, just keep pursuing her. Persistence sometimes pays off.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna say, persistence.
It might not be creepy.
You just might just hit up. Hey, because obviously she had a good time on their little first date. So, I mean, she knows he's a nice guy. I don't mm-hmm. know what the sister said about him. She might have told her good things. You never know.
And that's even like me and my sister gonna share a secret. She be like, girl, he put it down. She be like, yeah, no. No, we will never have those conversations.
570-WPEG, help us out on the day. Situation is Pod 98.
No limit.
More R&B Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop.
Y'all messy today. We back on the day situation. When we come back, the young man met a young lady, took her out, had a nice time, and then he found out that he dated her sister before. Is it anything he could do to make this new boo or make this new girl date him? 570-WPEG, why you down? It's that Cardi B, Bruno Mars. Please me, it's Pod 98. Dear Madhouse Nation, I met a girl. We went on a date. We had a fabulous time. We started kicking it for a few days on the phone. And she stopped calling and stopped responding. So I was like, yo, did I do something wrong? She finally responded and said, nah, I can't talk to you no more. And I was like, why you can't talk to me no more? She was like, you used to date my sister. 3 years ago, you used to date my sister. Her sister no longer lives here. And I really like this girl. Madhouse Nation, is there anything I could do to make this female talk to me? Good morning. Anything he can do?
There's not a thing he can do. He needs to keep it moving. I agree with Jessica. I agree with her. That's just trifling. I definitely would never talk to my best friend's man or no one related to me. I just think that's off limits. No, he just needs to keep it moving. There's more women out there for him.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Pot 98, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Talk good to morning. Me on today's situation.
Okay, so you need to take that letter and send it back, return the sender. You out of pocket. You can't even possibly explain yourself. You're trying to keep it in the family. She might not be down with that.
Well, but in his defense, he didn't know.
He didn't know that they were sisters.
That's nothing against him.
And in her defense, mm-hmm. we're going to go ahead and let her be, you know what I'm saying, because that's not right. I can't sit down at a family function and I'm looking across at my ex-boyfriend and he's with my sister. Oh, no, that ain't
going to
work out.
You petty. Pound out of good morning.
Good morning. I was calling in to give advice on you guys' situation.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I feel like that he should just leave her alone. There's too many women out here. Me as a woman, I'm not going to talk to anybody that any of my friends have been with. It's going to end up causing problems. So even though he like her, he should just, you know, he can be friends with her. But it's probably somebody out here for him because she's probably doing the best thing for her sake. And you don't want to cause any problems in the long run.
All right. Thank you, babe. Pot out of here, good morning.
I just want to comment on this situation real quick.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, what you mean? Ain't nothing he can do to make the girl
that's
talk
it.
To
him? No.
Nothing at all?
No. It don't matter if she don't live here no more. That's still my sister. No.
Well, he didn't know, though.
Y'all whack.
He know now.
It's nothing against this man going on this initial date.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong. But now that he knows, it's over for.
But now that he knows and he's like, oh, well, no. Persistence will get you blocked. No.
Man. Let me ask Jessica, you already said no, but is there it, so I'm asking the ladies of Madhouse Nation, is there a statute of limitations? Like, okay, so if I talk to your friend, let's say I talk to your friend in middle school, now we grown now, I can't talk to you?
No, like I just everybody doesn't operate like this.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
For people that are out here, when you hear the story, you might think like all of your friends. I'm talking about my immediate family members, my sisters, and my very very close friends. I have a very small network of close friends. They are considered family in my book. Blood can't make us any closer. Anybody that they've messed with, it is over for them.
Is it just talk to, or is it sexual relations?
It's definitely sexual relations.
So if they had sexual relations, they could never talk to you. Okay, I got you.
On the level of talking to, like I we would just need to date, sort of, we never did I would anything. Sort of need to know exactly what that is. And so here's the thing: the people that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Because we are so close.
They already know that.
I'm going to know what happened in that relationship and things like that. It's just off limits.
In the situation I just proposed, when I said, you know, so say like your best friend whose name is Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Say like she talked to a guy in middle school. But mm-hmm. they didn't talk. They wasn't sexually active. Then y'all grew up, you know what I mean? Y'all grew up and you met the same guy. You wouldn't talk to him?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't know. It probably would be an off limits thing. So Keisha had a long time boyfriend all throughout high school mm-hmm. that she dated. She began dating him in middle school, and I think they stopped dating around senior year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That even though that was years ago, she's had plenty of boyfriends in between that, has even been married mm-hmm. or whatever. That guy is completely off limits. I would never in my life ever.
Women calling up here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First of all,
it's not,
none of them sounded like they was born in the 90s. These new girls.
What they doing, Bert?
These new girls is out here throwing it back.
with City Girls playing in the background.
Listen, they is busting it wide open for some Cold Stone, and they over here talking about, nah, that's off limits. Man, listen. First of all, if you went to an HBCU, you done did somebody homeboy or homegirl or something.
You ain't gonna do HBCU like that this morning.
Tell me I'm lying, though. Tell me I'm lying, lad.
You lying. Huh?
Dunkin' has a whole new line of handcrafted.
Gotta love these situations, man. These real-life situations are amazing. We love them. Make sure y'all send them to us. Y'all can DM to our Instagram page at NLLMMH. You can put them on in our Facebook inbox, or you can email them, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two Ds, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Put the situation. You do not have to put your name, because all we talk about is a situation like this one. A dude met a girl. They went out on a date. They had a good time. They started kicking it for a few days and on the phone, and then she stopped calling and responding, so he hit up. It was like, what's going on? And she was like, I can't talk to you no more. He was like, why? And she told him, you talked to my sister about 3 years ago. Said his sister no longer lives here, so he still wanted to talk to her. He was like, that thing is over. Like, it's over for us. He wants to know from Madhouse Nation, is there anything he can do to make this girl talk to him? Good morning.
Okay, so basically, I feel like this. If her loyalty lies with her sister, then it's no chance of him trying to get with her, because basically she's not gonna give him a chance, because her loyalty lies with her sister. So therefore, she's loyal to her sister and not him. So she's not gonna give him a chance.
All right, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Power 98, good morning.
Oh, hey, Big Fat Lad.
Oh, hey, Toodles.
Hi, Toodles.
Hey, my friends. How y'all doing?
Good.
Tell that girl to stop tripping. You ain't got to marry that dude, honey. You ain't got to marry him at all. But listen, some things need to be shared, whether it's family, friends, et cetera, honey. Like I said, some things need to be shared, because that boomerang is a once-in-a-life experience. Once you get in there and that thing start bending them corners, it just does something to your mind. I'm
Toodles.
Telling you, honey, some things need to be shared.
Now,
thank you, Toodles.
Oh, hey, baby.
Hello.
You waiting on that boomerang, though. You want that boomerang.
Bye, Nadia. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Double L bait.
Listen, I know how he can see both of the girls. The possibility he can see both sisters.
Okay. What you got for me?
Kill yourself. I mean, because, like, she shouldn't get involved with him, because he's a selfish individual and his needs gonna always come before hers, because he can't even respect her moral decision not to want to be involved with him because he's been with her sister. So his needs gonna always come first. That's a done deal.
That's another way to look at it. Thank you, Double L, for that.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Appreciate you. Whew. Y'all have changed this morning. I guess it's over for you, Big Dog. I guess the Madhouse Nation has decided you got to let this one go. You got to put this fish back in the ocean. Sometimes you got to catch the fish and put it back. You got to put it back, Big Dog.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. The good thing about putting that fish back in the ocean is that there are plenty more that are out there for you.
He's going to get caught again.
You can throw your pole back out there.
Stop dipping your pole in all these different waters.
Got you a catfish. Maybe next time you'll get you a snapper.
Everybody looking for that snapper. Coming up, man, we playing Black Smart. If you missed today's situation, it'll be on our podcast at power98fm.com. Woo, Jacquees, you is power98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.